But it doesn't feel the same either. I mean, when the impression is there on the mind, it seems so brilliant and so world-changing. And then when you finally do get into the rest of the consciousness, you know, internalize it, it's like, well, that was it all along. I mean, I knew that somewhere inside of me. I kind of...
Well, here's another problem is when we first get... When we make contact with a higher world through that channel and an idea comes to us, we kind of see the whole thing. And then the next day, we kind of lose that channel, so we don't see it all. And even if we wrote notes, we may only see half of the picture, and we say, well, this doesn't enthuse me that much. It's because you don't see the whole picture now. But right, but when it comes to you, you have to kind of go over it in your mind and make sure you don't forget it. And this is what, when I used to work on construction, I used to have a lot of time to think when I was doing odds and ends jobs. And when I was younger, and when an idea or something came to me, or a concept for a melody or whatever that I wanted to remember, you know, all day, sometimes all day long until I got home, I'd go over and over and over it in my mind. I don't want to forget this. This is important. And sometimes I would go over it for hours till I got home, and then I'd write it down, you know, when I got home, you know. And so it's really important that it register correctly, because a lot of us get important ideas. Like, you may even attend a speech or something like this. Maybe something is presented that really stirs you, and then the next day you'll think, well, why was I so enthused about that? You know, it's because you were in a state of mind where you received a lot with a lot of clarity, and then the next day after you wake up and you're groggy, you had your coffee, you just not in the same state of mind anymore. Like Timothy or Tony Robbins talks about your state a lot in his books, how you have to put yourself in a certain state. And one of the main ingredients that he teaches for success is putting yourself in what he calls the state, a certain state. And for instance, he recommends going back to a time when you were enthused about something and renewing that, what you felt at that time, and bringing the past back to the present, so you can put yourself in the state of mind necessary to achieve success. Pretty good. Pretty good idea. Too. Sure.
And the people around you, group think almost.
Oh yeah, if you got a bad marriage, for instance, and you got something you're enthused about, come home, tell your wife, and she just tells you, oh man, you're dreaming again, you know, why don't you go get a real job and make it some real money, you know. And it's totally, you know, the guy winds up totally frustrated. Yeah.
But the point that you're making about it is important, in as much as that's the difficulty that I find, as far as it's not like a light switch. I can't walk over, whether we're talking about drawing on an experience or a background idea, whether it's soul contact or many other contacts that we have, you know, to have some sort of conscious control over it, you know, sometimes I wish I could go over and go, okay, I need this now, click. All right? And
yeah.
I can't because of whatever, like you said, the environment, or like you said, the next
day,
the fog of whatever.
Yeah, all these things kind of come through the soul, and all of us have soul energy that keeps us alive. You know, we wouldn't even be alive without soul energy. So as far as contact goes, with soul contact is really just different degrees and grades of contact. But, of course, all of us want the highest we can. Now, there's two other worlds. I won't spend hardly any time on them, but just to mention them. Above the Atmic, you have the monadic world. This is where the monads, the higher part of ourself, lives. And the part of herself that originated who we are now lives in this monadic world. And then above that is that what's called the divine. And this corresponds on the physical level. The divine corresponds to space. The monads correspond to the stars we see in space. in the beginning there was just space, and then when creation appeared, stars appeared. Okay, so in the beginning there was divine space, and then we as individual monads began to vibrate and appear in that divine space. And then eventually we descended down through the spheres until we come down to the seventh. And one way of describing this was like a deep sea diver. If a person's going to dive in shallow waters, then he doesn't need much gear. The deeper he goes, the more substantive needs to be the gear that he wears. Until he gets really deep, he has to have an iron suit to wear. You know, and what we're in now, we've gone very deep into creation, and so we have to wear these cumbersome iron suits of physical matter. And so it's, you know, yeah, when you're on the deep, we're on the floor of the ocean, you go very slow, you know.
That's me in the morning.
When you're on the surface, you can run like the wind, right? Yeah. When you're down there, deep sea diving in an iron suit, you have to go really slow. And so in this physical world, we're like that. We compared to the higher worlds, we're just really handicapped in the fact that we have to go slow, we think slower, everything is slower here and harder. It's like we're running in honey compared to running with the wind.
Okay. And why do we run in honey?
Well, why do we deep sea dive? See what's there. We come down here to see what's here and if we can master it, you know, and if we can master it, it's a great accomplishment for ourselves. Yes.
Well, I'm trying to, you know, I'm thinking about, you know, I have this monad and it wants to, instead of going higher to the divine, it wants to...
It's left the divine.
It's left, also, yeah. Monad came from the divine.
Right, it came from there.
Is it just experience?
Right, that's what everything is about, is experience. You know, we crave experience so bad that even when we sleep in our deepest sleep, we still what?
Dream.
We still want experience. We want experience. We crave experience so bad we will create the most absurd dreams to have a new experience. And so this is the way, and God is the greatest life in the universe, which is composed of the entire universe. And he is in a dream state, and we're part of his dream. And what we're doing is each one of us is responsible for giving a new experience to the life of God. So Brian there is having an experience like no other life in the whole universe. And he's giving a different flavor, a different experience to the dream of God. Okay? And so each one of us are a little bit different. So that when everything is over, the universe is wrapped up, we will, all the lives in the universe will have experienced every possibility. When every possibility is experienced, then the universe will wrap up and fold in, and all the monads will then go back into the divine, and they'll share their experiences and absorb them. And then the universe will be recreated, and the monads will reappear and create a new universe all over again. It goes on forever.
Into the all possibilities. You say when all possibilities...
All possibilities in this universe. But when a new universe is created, new elements are introduced, creating new possibilities.
So there is some point in this realm where there is a finite number of possibilities.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a finite... Now, there can be different...
permutations.
Different shades of that possibility, perhaps, but every main possibility will be explored, and then we'll go back, and then the next universe will be created, will be just a little bit different elements in it, and so new possibilities will open up.
Well, in the book, you said that each time we renew, we have another, like this, that we only had three, and then we had four, and then we had five. Then we'll have six. Each time we recreate, we are recreate with one more atom, one more cell. I know I've got the words wrong.
Well, are you talking about the universe of seven and eight? Uh-huh. Yeah, well, that's different. See, in this universe of seven, there will be thousands of different creations. We'll create and recreate until everything is explored in this universe of seven.